Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. Hello and welcome back to the Wild Expansion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for being patient with me. I was away in Africa for 5 weeks and I hosted a yoga retreat in Spain, which was amazing. So lots has been happening, hence the break from the podcast. But I think everything in life happens for a reason, and I hope that the quality of this episode will be very valuable to you. So like everything we go through in life, everything is an initiation for our growth to help us evolve and find more inner peace and stillness and get to know what really matters in life. So one thing that I'd like to share is that I'm really learning the importance of sitting with your pain and allowing it to be your teacher and really like investigating it. So the more like we allow ourselves to investigate our pain and work through it, that way we're able to learn the lessons and move on and become more of our true radiant self instead of not learning from it. And that way the lessons repeat themselves over and over and over. So I want to share like two lessons that I've learned a lot, and I hope that it helps you as well. The first one is jealousy. So whenever you're like jealous or envious of someone, it's because you desire something that they have. And we get jealous and envy whenever we aren't stepping into our full potential, whenever we're holding ourselves back and staying stuck. We're allowing fear to keep us stuck. But whenever we get jealous of somebody, they're showing us that it's so important for us to find the courage to overcome our fear and pursue what it is that they are doing. So like ask yourself, like, right, why am I jealous? What is this person doing that I'm not doing? And then see if you can do it, learn from it. So journaling is a really helpful way to like to work through that emotion and then take action to stop feeling stuck. Because I think often fear can paralyze us and just stop us from taking action. But whenever we get that envy feeling, we have to really like make a game plan to be like, right, what is it that they have that I want? And what action do I need to take to get there? And yeah, I really hope that that helps you if you find yourself ever getting jealous or envious of somebody or something, because they're actually a blessing. They're just showing us something that we need to investigate about ourselves. And the other lesson I've been having a lot of pain around is like relationships and grieving relationships that have been in the past. So that you could be grieving somebody that passed away, a romantic relationship, a friendship. And it's important to ask yourself, like, right, what was the purpose of this relationship? So relationships often teach us what our needs are. So what you look for in a relationship might be somebody who is truthful, family oriented, loving, positive, friendly, ambitious. So that's why it's great to have a relationship. Like every relationship happens for a reason. Some relationships aren't meant to last the whole lifetime with us, but they all last for as long as they need to last for us to learn the lessons and then move on. One thing I personally struggle with is like really like letting go of things that I need to grieve and move on from and romanticize the past. And it's really important that we do, you know, reflect and be like, right, I am now cutting this cord. I'm allowing this person to go And I'm so grateful for them because they've taught me what my values are and what my needs are. Like another painful thing, another thing that causes us a lot of pain is that, you know, instead of taking responsibility for our own happiness, we can say, oh, I'll be happy whenever this person does X, Y, and Z for me. And I'll be happy whenever I'm with all these amazing people all the time. Whenever I'm part of that community, you know, in that relationship, in that circle, we think that will bring us happiness. But the truth is like you have to date yourself. You have to love yourself and fully nourish and look after you. Because what you desire from others, that's just showing you what your needs are that you want to be met that aren't met. But the only person that can meet your needs right now is you. So it's really important that we do take time to be selfish and like fill up our own cup and look after ourselves. I was volunteering there in Africa for a while, and you know, it's so good to be of service and give back and look after others. Like it really is good. But you need to nourish and look after yourself so that you're able to give to others. And like, whenever I was in India a few years ago, I went to the doctors and the doctor said to me, Myra, you know, you have to get yourself a monthly massage to stay in optimum health. And I didn't think much of it. But today I decided, right, I really want to date myself today and like nourish and look after myself. So I'm going to go get a massage. So I went for this massage and honestly, like it was so nourishing. I had so many like downloads of changes that I want to make. I had ideas of like people I wanted to support and donations I want to make to people. But also like for a few days there, I was feeling creatively blocked. Like I had no inspiration, no desire to create or paint or journal or, you know, do anything. And it wasn't until I started getting the massage that I could feel like the tension, the creative blocks essentially being like dissolved and released and moved. And it's opened up so much energy for me that I want to now be of service and, you know, create and help others. And that's the importance of looking after yourself. Like you can't give from an empty cup. You have to charge your own batteries up. And like, you know, if you don't look after yourself, you're not a good person to be around in your friend circle and your community because you're tired and drained. And then you're bringing that negative energy and bringing others down. Whereas like if you look after yourself, you're going to feel great. And then you're going to give that light and that lift to everybody else that you meet. We have to look after ourselves and what we desire in our relationships, in our friendships, in our romantic relationships is what we need to give ourselves. Like nobody can heal us or love us better than we can. It's so important that we like embrace our alone time and nourish ourselves and love our alone time just as much as we are whenever we're with people. Because if we love who we are whenever we're by ourselves, you know, then other people love to spend time with us as well. We're, you know, we're a better person to be around. So it has such a effect as well on the rest of your day. Like, for instance, I mentioned I got a massage today, right? And then whenever I came home from that, I wanted to continue looking after myself. So I had like a really nice shower, did like spend extra time on my skincare, and usually in the dinner sometimes and dinner time, like if I'm having a crappy day and I'm not looking after myself, I'll just put chips in the air fryer, watch Made in Chelsea and go to bed feeling like crap because I'm just consuming crap. You know, whereas today after the massage I was like, right, what am I craving? And I made myself like a really nourishing soup with lots of herbs and seaweed and all this goodness, and a matcha tea, which is like really wholesome and nourishing as well. And now I'm creating a podcast because I have lots of extra energy, and instead of consuming crap like I did yesterday whenever I wasn't looking after myself, today I'm nourishing myself, and that way I'm able to be of service, create more and nourish others. And after recording this, you know, I'm going to paint and do a little bit of dancing. It's just profound how one action, one choice that we make can has such an effect on every other action that comes after that, and how we show up and how we spend our days. So while it's amazing to be of service, it's also important that we look after ourselves. And I hope that whatever pain you're going through right now, allow yourself to spend some time just sitting and journaling and being like, right, pain, what are you here to teach me? And remember that if you're not taking action, if you're stuck, you're just paralyzed by fear. And just ask yourself, right, what is one action that I can take right now to get out of this fear? And maybe it will be going on a walk, booking yourself in for a sauna session or a massage or a yoga class, or playing some wholesome music and dancing. Just doing something to look after you. And then you'll notice once you do that one thing, the next thing will present itself. Especially if you're having creative blocks, you know, it's really important that we get into that doing that is not involved with fear, but it's doing something that brings us one step closer to our higher self. So that is all for this Wild Expansion podcast episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. If you have any questions and if you have any topic you'd like me to discuss in the next episode, just get in touch and we will dive into it. Sending you so much love, truthfully. Take care.